Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Well, in case you needed any more proof that California has become its own odd little tyrannical state, you have Assembly Bill 2098 that adjusts what unprofessional conduct is to include a doctor cannot share an opinion that is against, quote, consensus. This is ex post facto law. Like, there's no definition here. Consensus is just only going to be determined after they decide to punish the doctor. So today's law is amended. Apparently, it's going into effect on January 1st, but I don't absolutely know that. I do know that it's passed. So when it passes, when it goes into effect, I don't exactly know. But this will be an absolute chill of any kind of opinion against Big Pharma. Any kind of opinion, because that's where you're going. I mean, you've got this law. So what can you say against Big Pharma? I want you to read this. I want you to listen to this. So with a bunch of bullcrap, sacred cow background, the legislature finds and declares all of the following. This is as amends the law on November 18th of 2022, 2.5 years after we were already going ape crap over the incredibly deadly thing that had not arrived or had not killed hardly anybody. But we knew it was going to be, and so therefore, that's what we decided. So we start with this crap. The legislature finds and declares all of the following. The global spread of the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus or COVID-19 has claimed the lives of over 6 million people worldwide, including nearly 90,000 Californians. Well, that's wrong. But and data from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows that unvaccinated individuals are at risk of dying from COVID-19 that is 11 times greater than those who are fully vaccinated. Wrong! The safety and efficacy of vaccines has been confirmed through evaluation by the WRONG! And the vaccines continue to undergo intensive safety monitoring by the CDC. Literally, the European representative for Pfizer or the like said, no, we didn't actually check to see if it stopped transmission. Literally, that's what happened. We actually did not have any study of whether or not it really stopped transmission. Because it doesn't. Major news have reported that some of the most dangerous propagators of inaccurate information are licensed healthcare professionals. And the California State Assembly, in their rapidity in the regular session in 21-22, declared health misinformation to be a public health crisis. Guys, you can't have a scientific environment if someone cannot dissent. It's impossible. All you do is turn something into sacred cow and take away the scientific inquiry into it. We already know that's true. And so it shall constitute unprofessional conduct. Now, I want you to think about this. This isn't just going on a talk show. I mean, what about expert opinions in court? You understand this? Like, they already are protected, or is Big Pharma, at least for vaccines, from any kind of liability of making mistakes. Like, oh, I don't know, using mRNA technology for the first time on the biggest beta test ever in the history of the globe. And then not having to worry about it. And so how do you get to punishing bad decisions based on the fever of greed or alleged cover by the government? You take them to court. Except now, if someone were to give an opinion based on their expertise in the science and art of being a physician, they would be guilty of unprofessional conduct. If somehow the right person with the right opinion said, that's misinformation and it's not the consensus. So you will have doctors just having to keep their mouth shut. You have a literal shutdown of medical information with this. It shall constitute unprofessional conduct for a physician and surgeon to disseminate misinformation or disinformation related to COVID-19. So remember what I said before, that unfortunately, the place to get the best or the best discussion of anything is no longer professional journalism, because professional journalists are now realizing, in most of the case, where they are in the big shops, if you will, CNN, the papers, the major papers like the Post that is owned by Amazon and the like. I can't talk about that or I won't have income. So that's they've been given the gag orders, essentially the NDA. You won't talk about this. Essentially, they're given a non-disclosure agreement, a gag order to talk about anything of true significance and importance and controversy. And so now we have specifically physician. When I said the best place to get that is the amateurs now, like me. I'm not saying I'm a hero, but I don't have anything at risk for wealth or income or reputation by this. I mean, I guess I have a little bit of reputation, but it's not professional reputation, right? And so that is now ever more true in California. So the physicians themselves can't speak out. Where does that go when then somebody goes, if they dare let it slip out, say an amateur journalist type in California, well, I have good information to know that such and such, this and that. And then someone says, where did you get that information from? Or worse, how do scientific journal articles get made that try to cover any nuance outside of the big pharma sales pitch? If physicians, if they disseminate misinformation or disinformation, can be guilty of unprofessional conduct. How do any journal articles that try to cover any nuance of risk get published in California or by any California physicians if this is the case? So let's go on. Shall constitute the unprofessional conduct for a physician and surgeon to disseminate misinformation or disinformation. Now, this is limited, but another person said they didn't think it would be. So I'm a little confused on this. But it says it is related to COVID-19. But even if it is only related to COVID-19, then what makes you think this isn't the biggest foot in the door you've ever seen as regards even professionals can't talk about what they're aware of. So remember how you and me, if we talk about it, what do you know? You're not an expert. And now it's like, and now the experts don't get to speak either, unless they just agree and nod their head. Oh, yes. What Big Pharma said. It shall constitute unprofessional conduct for physician and surgeon to disseminate misinformation or disinformation, definitions coming up, related to COVID-19, including, quote, false or misleading information regarding the nature and risks of the virus, its prevention and treatment, and the development, safety, and effectiveness of COVID-19 vaccines. So they basically covered the entirety. They have a big pharma absolute immunity. And there's going to be a reason in California and other places that we're still talking about COVID-19 as a separate thing in 2032 and beyond, because idiotic California has said you don't get to question it at all. You being a doctor. All of your observations that you've gotten from your patients and reading journal articles and talking to your colleagues. You can't say anything or you're done. Yeah, that's a great way to have a free society. For purposes of this section, the following definitions shall apply. Board means the Medical Board of California or the Osteopathic Medical Board of California. As applicable. Disinformation means misinformation that the licensee deliberately disseminated with malicious intent or an intent to mislead. So that's like, oh, well, I didn't intend to mislead because it doesn't mislead. It's true. Oh, but wait. Because remember, a famous trick of bad legislation is to start at one level that seems reasonable, but then something else is much, much broader. Disseminate means a conveyance of information from the licensee to a patient under the licensee's care. So it can be just individual consultation. And you say, I want to know about the COVID-19 risk. And he or she has to say, shit, my board is going to consider it non-consensus if I tell them that it can definitely affect your heart. I would be careful if I were you. Then he's got to not say what he or she actually believes and knows. Even to the what about the whole doctor-patient confidentiality and the idea of that being a fiduciary type of a relationship? That's not exactly accurate, but, you know, there's a confidence there. It's an important, important relationship, and it has to be honest and open. California has literally said it will not be honest and open. You will say what we tell you to say. You do not get to use the experiences of your communications with others, your experiences and opinions based on what you've seen in practice or with your coworkers or through journal articles. You do not get to share that information with your patient. You are no longer on your patient's side. You are on our side and our side only. Disseminate means a conveyance of information from the licensee to a patient under the licensee's care in the form of treatment or advice. Misinformation means false information that is contradicted by contemporary scientific consensus contrary to the standard of care. Okay, wait. So on the one hand, you think, well, there's multiple elements, but not really. Contradicted by contemporary scientific consensus. So the risks have to be just whispered. You can't tell anybody. Can you imagine a physician, a surgeon or somebody making $300,000 to $1 million a year has to say, but I can't tell them. I can't tell them. I can't even whisper it. Because if I whisper it, what if they tell somebody? And I'm guilty of unprofessional conduct. I mean, how this passed, the science and art of professionals, how this passed is beyond me. But it is the species of tyranny through pressured consensus by big pharma and the idiot emergency management apparatus that backed it up, that gave it cover from the beginning, that made it last. The idiot state governors who shut down schools unilaterally when they had no actual legislative or state constitutional authority to do so. And then the legislatures in the states did not punish them for it, including the Sunflower State. You can't close down schools for 2 months. Okay, I say you did, but you shouldn't do it again in the fall. But you just said that she can't. But you let her. So you let her take on dictatorial powers. Disseminate means a conveyance of information from the licensee to a patient under the licensee's care in the form of treatment or advice. Any conveyance of information. Misinformation means, quote, false information. So you think, well, I've got a legal, it's not false. Maybe, but we'll see how that works practically. Is it false? Is it false? Well, we've seen where people on TikTok, this is the environment we're in. And I know TikTok is not the professional board, but we've seen what happened to the, doctors, frontline doctors or something like that. We've seen what happened to them. You know, TikTok can, a person can literally show a screenshot of something from the CDC and it will be taken down for, quote, misinformation. And if you think they're covering that in a more nuanced basis at the professional conduct board, I would beg to differ. The doctor better get quite a lawyer. Misinformation means false information that is contradicted by contemporary scientific consensus. The practice and art and science of medicine is not based on what everybody else thinks. It's based on what the physician thinks through his experience and practice. And I'll tell you this, the other thing about the idea of consensus is that you're bringing in a bunch of other people that are basically influenced by literature and the pressured headlines and are not on the ground floor. They're not on the front lines of their practice. So the among the large numbers of those people that form the quote consensus, most of them are not seeing the things firsthand. So that just generalize, you're supposed to understand the narrative, whether you are directly related to the in front of your face information that might contradict it. That itself overwhelms the frontline observations. And then when you add the idea of how do you get a journal article, how do you get an expert opinion from anybody in California when they have this hovering over them? Misinformation means false information that is contradicted by contemporary scientific consensus, contrary to the standard of care. The standard of care is to practice the art of medicine until now, when we now prescribe exactly what the artist, that the art of medicine must do, which means there's no art of medicine. Okay, you get to use all your experience to then apply that to a specific instance. No, you don't. Follow these instructions. You get to use all of your experience and observations of risk and not, and to apply it to the specific instance based on the person's health. Nope. You follow the instructions. Well, what if your instructions suck, technocrat, because you don't know what you're talking about? You follow the instructions, standard of care. Okay, now, physician and surgeon means a person licensed by the Medical Board of California or the Osteopathic Board, and so on and so forth. So there you go. California, absolutely. And because it's no less than 1/20th of our population, it's really not far from 1/10th, actually. I believe it's right at 1/10th of our population. What it does informs the rest of the country. And so when we're still talking about COVID-19 in 2032, you can blame California and its newsworthy legislators for not even understanding in any way, shape, or form. I'm telling you, Big Pharma needs to go. The amount of power that it has, the amount of power that state legislatures and federal legislatures are allowing it to have over our daily lives and over the channels of truth is unprecedented in industries in the history of the world at this point. Before we'd say it's big oil, right? That might be a kind of true. The big oil wasn't over and over trying to stop professionals from speaking their opinion, right? Big Pharma is. Big Pharma is now realized the coup that was March of 2020. It was an absolute coup. And I think, well, on the one hand, the reason was that everybody was conditioned to get President Trump out of office, whether he needed to be or not. The economy was fine. It may not have been, you know, he was exaggerating. The best economy ever. No, obviously not, dummy. But it was a good economy versus what happened after. And we're still in it, deep within it, deep within the recession and depression that was based upon the reaction to COVID. COVID did not stop ships. Not enough people died that they couldn't stop shipping ships, that they couldn't stop container ships. Not enough people died that we didn't have semi-truck drivers. Nothing stopped the supply chain except the overreaction to COVID. Plain and simple, a human cause problem. Plain and simple, the 2 to 5 to 6 extra trillion in spending that caused inflation was not COVID. It was a human reaction to it. And now here we are. And all of it was motivated, if not immediately, soon enough, by Big Pharma dollars. But again, it was that Big Pharma dollars were subsidized. It was the greed of, wait a second, the final consumer doesn't even have to pay it, and we can overcharge for it and have literally billions of, quote, customers without them having to worry about actually weighing the decision of should I versus what dollars I have in my pocket, and or some of them not even having the decision, being forced or change your professions in a bad economy. I mean, you can do what you want. This is why I'm libertarian. Inevitably, the larger the channel, the central Grand Central Station, the larger the center hub is, where those who are want control, the largest that central hub, the biggest central location they can get for control and money and power, then the more it's going to gravitate those people towards it, the more it's going to skew free enterprise in a free country. And reality is less a matter of the course. It's what the greedy people say who can get the right favors and the right pivot points of power. All right, guys, that's it for me. I'll tell you this. There's a great report out on the Hunter Biden laptop. You know, you better go with DuckDuckGo or Brave. I doubt that you'll even find it on Google. Marco Polo has a great report on the Biden laptop. It is 644 pages. If you ever wonder why I say, hey, Ukraine, the same country where Biden's literal corruption is the country that we're supposed to believe is the country in a only one or the other, no nuance decision of which to support and which to find to be the demons of the earth. It turns out that the ones that we are supposed to support with no nuance whatever, hashtag big pharma, no nuance decision repeated for purposes of the Ukraine war. It is Ukraine, the very country where all of the non-president's corruption, I should so much of his corruption is. So look up the report on the Biden laptop by Marco Polo, and you can become informed. Or, I mean, if you've read anything about it, you know it's the case. Idiot Biden, Mr. Corruption, knew all about Hunter's positions, and Hunter obviously was not qualified to stand on boards of natural gas companies. But yet all of a sudden, he's getting massive money. Well, there's only one reason. It's so that his family, and specifically his father, can give favoritism toward those corporations, those foreign corporations. That's the one and only reason, obviously, that Hunter Biden is getting deals and also art deals. And it's funny because even under Obama, it may have been something under, you know how they kind of give assignments to the VP. Here, I'll tell you what, you can say that you're the person that kind of leads this area. So it may have been under Biden specifically, like his area, but I don't think it was. But certainly it was during Obama where they said, yeah, art, it was the FBI or the DOJ or someone said, art dealing is ripe for basically money laundering. That's a paraphrase, but that's the idea. It has such variable value that money laundering can really get value to other people really easily based on art and art auctions and the like. And who is suddenly a great artist and gets all kinds of artwork bought for hundreds of thousands of dollars? Hunter Biden, suddenly this incredible artist, and foreigners and other characters buy his art for hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, this is Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and President Clinton suddenly getting hundreds of thousands of dollars to speak for an hour overseas all over again. Huh. I wonder how much Hunter Biden gets for any of his art after Joe Biden dies. I wonder how much he gets for any of his art after Joe Biden is no longer in office and everybody sees him. I mean, everybody knows, but it'll be more publicly as a practical effect as the incompetent stooge that he is, because he can't just say things and make them happen. Once it has to come to canny influence, they'll be like, he can't. He's out of office. He's a boob. And so, no, we're not going to give Hunter Biden any money for his, quote, art. This is inherently obvious to anybody using one millionth of their brain. Yeah, so check that out. Report on the Biden laptop. Okay, guys, that went long, a little far afield compared to what I wanted to say, but not bad, 25 minutes. Thanks for listening. Remember to go rate the episode, podcast, like the episodes, follow the podcast. You can email me as well. Hey, you're going to get this just before Christmas. I'm not sure how many more I'm going to record, as I tend to record off the cuff and don't particularly schedule. I need to get better at that. But if I don't talk to you before Christmas, this recorded on the Friday before, or Thursday before rather, then I hope you have a wonderful holidays, wonderful Christmas. Get to have time with your family. I hope things go well. And onward and upward, folks. Thanks for listening.